Okay, Mr. Hernandez.
Buenas noches. Good evening, everybody. My name is Noe Hernandez. I live in 555 Tulare Street in Parlier, California. I'm visiting Fresno. Voy a hablarlo en español, me es más confortable. Bíblicamente dicen los primeros serán posteros y creo que me tocó ser uno de los posteros llegando siendo primero.
I'm a visitor here in Fresno, and like the Bible says, the first people who come will be last. I'm sure I'm not translating that right. So I will speak in Spanish because it's more comfortable to me.
Me uno en corazón con Melchor Torres, con el grupo de los afroamericanos, con el grupo de los monks, de los débiles. Me uno de corazón con la alcaldesa. Me uno de corazón con todos aquellos que hemos sido afectados por el departamento de policía en Fresno.
I am joined in my heart by all those affected by the police department, by the African Americans, by the disabled, by the mayor, and all of us who are united with Melchor, who are united for this.
Qué pena que los actores principales, miembros del concilio, no se encuentren para escuchar mis recomendaciones.
It's a shame that the city council isn't here to hear my recommendations.
Los testimonios que hemos escuchado, apenas los escuché en países del tercer mundo. Yo creo que Guantánamo se está quedando corto.
The testimonials that I have heard here, I've heard in third world countries. I think Guantánamo is staying short.
Más allá de tener un auditor, que esas son mis recomendaciones, quisiera decir a los miembros del concilio y a usted, señora alcaldesa, que no le tiemble el pecho ni le tiemble la mano para soportar y apoyar a un auditor.
I would like to say to the council and to the mayor that don't let your heart or don't let your hand wobble when you're supporting an independent police auditor.
Cuando hace aproximadamente 5 años como activista pedimos información al departamento de policía, se nos negó, se nos laqueó, se impidió el acceso a esa información pública. El departamento de policía ha estado usando o ha sido usado por compañías de grúas que sin escrúpulos les quitan los vehículos a la comunidad más indefensa que son los migrantes.
About 5 years ago, when I, as an activist, asked for information from the police department, it was denied and it was impeded. The police department uses towing companies that, without morals, take away cars from the most defenseless members of our society.
Yo creo que de un auditor sería poco lo que pedimos. Serían más de un auditor. Porque tan pronto se ha contratado, cientos de quejas serán embargado al escritorio de este auditor. Yo creo que se merece la ciudad de Fresno que se haga una investigación interna al departamento de policía para sacar esos oficiales ilegales y sacar esa contaminación que hay dentro del departamento de policía que está llevando a nuestra comunidad al terror.
I think we'd be asking too much from one auditor, because as soon as that auditor gets in to office, they will be inundated with hundreds of complaints. We need more than one to take away the terror that is in that department.
Creo que es tiempo, si es necesario, que se le dé un despido al jefe de policía que desde hace 10 años que lo conozco ha sido el mismo hombre prepotente, arrogante, y que ha tenido el control sobre los miembros del concilio. Gracias. Esa es mi opinión.
I think it's time that in the 10 years that I know him, that Chief Duncan, Chief Jerry, is fired because he is still the arrogant person that handles the council, as always. Controls the council.
Thank you, Ignacio.
Well,
First of all, thank you, Mayor Ashley. God bless you for your heart. Could you make a promise? And today is the day. I'd like to share a testimony better. I have too much suitcases against Fresno Police Department, how I do the business. But we have one problem. You don't have no money. You don't have no lawyer. I was coming from Juarez a few days ago. You know, every day they're killing people, police, and they're blaming to the mafia guys. But they are the same. They are the same. They forgot they are there to protect and serve the community. They're thinking better than the money, better than bring justice. But today is the day to make the changes, and I believe in you. I believe God wants to use you to bring an independent police auditor, because it's time. And I'm learning from a friend of mine. He worked in internal affairs when I suffered police brutality in 1996. Well, for no reason. You know, my lawyer get busted for a police department. Said, if you go fighting this case in trial, when you want to take your consulado from Mexico to other place. But I learned since that time. I'm not afraid to the government. Only I got a fear of God, and that's it. And you know me, Ashley. You know me. This is the real truth. I don't have nothing against nobody, but it's time to change. We have a beautiful police, but sometimes a bad apple and a big box is what? Want to be screwed the rest of the apples. And if you don't take that bad apple in time, you're going to get the rest infected and affect the community. And it's time to get united, not divided, because united we want to win war, not divided. Thank you so much for your time, and God bless you. And thanks for your promise, to keep your promise.
My name is Ellie Bluestein. I live at 486 West San Ramon. I really like the proposals that you've put up for police auditor. I think they're a wonderful beginning. And I very much endorse the suggestions that Gloria made. And there were some other good suggestions made also. I've spoken a lot on this issue, and I will continue to, so I won't take the time now. There are other people who need to speak. But I just want to say that this has been a wonderful evening, because there were a lot of people who were hurt and who had a chance to speak and tell about their hurt. And that was necessary. Even if they didn't come up with suggestions, it was an important thing to do, and I thank you.
Rudy, can we get your address for the record,
yes,
please?
My name is Rudy Gallardo, and I live at 4117 East Brentwood Avenue, Fresno. I'm very pleased that you were elected, and I really wish that that you would have let the people talk to the city council people a little bit more, because I think the city council people are the core of this problem. For whatever reasons they may have, they have been very insensitive to the community. A few years ago, I went to a meeting with another friend of mine that was interested in talking to his representative about police brutality when it wasn't as bad as it is now. And short of cussing us out, the city council threw us out of his people, out of his office, I'm sorry. It was very demeaning, and that told me a lot about why the chief of police has become as he has. I met him under another circumstance when he was a lieutenant, and he was very congenial. But I guess as you get into positions, you know, you kind of just let your impressions get away. Anyway, my recommendation for the IPA is that he should have a law degree in constitutional law, and he should be involved in reviewing the police department's hiring guidelines and reviewing their objectives. He has to, one of the things that he has to look at closely is to analyze the war zone mentality, tactics, Fresno police's gangbusters ways, when they arrest people, when they talk to people, when they approach people. I mean, there has to be a change of guidelines when Fresno hires a police officer. You know, he should not automatically, because he's an Iraq war veteran or because he worked for some other hardcore military institution, be considered as the adequate background. I think a police officer has to have a clear understanding of what a human individual is. And I thank you for having this meeting, and thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you. Thank you, Rudy.
Thank you, Mayor Swearingen, especially for, well, two things. First of all, for setting a tone tonight that I think has really served the city well, the tone of civil discourse. We don't see enough of that. And I have a little bit of hope here that this is a new day in our city. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
And secondly, thank you for staying late. You're valuing everybody in this room by extending the meeting. So I really appreciate that. I think great cities do what we're proposing tonight. This is what great cities do. We insist on transparency. We insist on accountability. We insist on openness. And we do it for one reason, and the issue is trust. I live in the Lowell neighborhood. It's the neighborhood that one of our Hmong friends shared from tonight. And while I don't personally have any issue with the Fresno Police Department, I am proud of our Fresno PD. In many of the cases I hear about, many of the cases I've seen them handle things professionally. However, I think a lot of that is because of my ethnicity, my race, and my education, and my social class. Many of my neighbors from my neighborhood really do not have that same treatment. Secondly, they're afraid. And so we need to do something to overcome that fear. Now, I've been involved in a mediation with the Fresno PD, and I feel that it wasn't sufficient. And the people involved were good people, but it was not able to overcome this issue of trust. And that issue is going to determine future participation on the part of many of the people in my neighborhood, which will have benefits all their own. So not only solving the individual issues, an IPA can solve individual complaints, but the trust that's going to be built will involve the neighbors themselves in the solutions that we're seeking. So trust is the number one issue, and I think that's really important. Now, a couple points of help perhaps in the policy. I think if you were to place access points in neighborhood resource centers so that information could get out about the IPA process to neighbors. You know, many of our school districts have neighborhood resource centers, and there's a lot of trust there already for the directors of these resource centers. So let's put access points for related to the IPA in some of those resource centers. Of course, people have mentioned a multi-ethnic support team for the IPA that represents all of Fresno's ethnic-specific communities. I think we could have periodic public forums on the performance of the IPA. You know, a couple times a year. How's this thing going? And then in my final comment will be, you know what? Sometimes to make progress in a democracy, you have to experiment a little bit. Let's try this for 5 years and then do an evaluation. If it can be improved, great. If it's a total bomb, we can axe it and move on to another strategy, but we've got to do something on the issue of trust. I think this is going to be a huge step forward in that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, yes,
Mayor,
sir.
I'm Bill Simon, and I understand you called my name while
I did.
A couple people had my ear outside.
Okay, and the other gentleman that was up next, do you want to yield your time to Mr. Simon? All right, so we're going to go with Bill, and then next gentleman, and then H, and then we're wrapping. Okay? Thank you, Bill.
Mayor Swearingen, I too would like to thank you for calling this meeting. I'm really impressed This, along with other recent events in Fresno, give me more hope for the future of the city than I've had in a while. And thank you very much. The CCCJC has worked for 10 years on this question and has settled on the model of an independent police auditor to review police investigations. I probably wasn't sufficiently aware of models to be able to ask the question before. I probably should have asked Ellie or Gloria long ago, but somebody asked me tonight, so I'll ask it. Why are we looking for an auditor instead of an independent police investigator who actually does the investigation? Seems like that might give us even more confidence in the police department. As far as other elements, I would think the mayor, with the advice and consent of the council, would be a fine way to appoint them. It seems to be a good model that works. I would think that the auditor or investigator should report directly to the mayor and the council. And since the city manager is so involved with both, I don't have a problem if they report there also. One argument I haven't heard tonight in favor of an auditor is that back in 2007, June 6th of 2007, Captain Mike Reed invited me to participate in a panel discussion about RFID chips on bullets, which is an interesting topic. But the point is that during a break, most of the participants were police officers and sheriff's deputies. And during a break, they all talked about how one of these days something will go horribly wrong. And I was just getting involved with the question of an IPA at the time. And I said to myself, when that goes horribly wrong, these guys are going to be left to hang out to dry. And they seem like very good, dedicated people. And we can't let that happen. They need an independent police auditor, because without it, policemen in this town cannot do their job effectively. People won't have the confidence. And so as much as the citizens need an auditor, the policemen need it even more. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Simon.
My name is Benancio Gaona. I live at 5209 East Hamilton Avenue here in Fresno. Repeating some of the things that I said earlier about you, thank you very much, Mayor, for having this meeting. I can remember way back in 1993, then strong Mayor Patterson would not allow people in the audience to wave Cesar Boulevard bumper stickers. Things have really changed here tonight. I also applaud the fact that you could have overruled many of us and you allowed us to speak. We didn't always stay on the topic. I would also like to applaud everyone that was here tonight, especially some of my people that I know, like Gloria Hernandez and Walt Perry and Rudy Gallardo. I applaud those suggestions that they have made, and I shall try to limit some of mine. I understand from Ellie Bluestein that the city council was supposed to receive the recommendations from the Central California Criminal Justice Committee. I support those 11 points there. I haven't read yours here tonight, but from what you read, I think that they are something that, again, like other people have said, that community people, if you involve us, we can also participate and come up with something that will be truly great for Fresno. And many of us know that many things in Fresno have broken down, such as education. Why not the police department? We put up with George W. Bush for 8 years. I think that we can give the police auditor a 5-year trial. Here are my recommendations. I think that in the hiring process of the police auditor, the community should be involved, as I said earlier. That person, if hired, should have a strong background in diversity, in having some knowledges and skills in working with different ethnic groups, women, and so on. You do need a community volunteer committee. And that community volunteer committee should be a group of people that can meet with that police auditor from time to time, whether it be every 6 months or every 4 months, and ask for some kind of progress review. In conclusion, I'd like to conclude with this statement. The city of Fresno, I think you should find out for us and let us know. Perhaps it's out there somewhere, but I haven't found it. How much has the city of Fresno paid in settlements due to the police department each year in the last 10 years? I think that for city councilmen to tell us later on that they can't afford it, I think we need to look at what would be saved. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor Swearingen, for allowing this exercise in democracy to happen. It's really more than an exercise, it's a celebration. We've heard a lot of pain in this room tonight, and I think that's key to the heart of democracy, feeling the things that break the hearts of people in our city allows us to become better, because a democracy is always measured at the point of greatest vulnerability. My name is H. Spees. I'm at 392 North Calaveras. And the only thing that I find missing tonight is, and I'm very grateful for the pain that was expressed for the reasons that I suggested. But picking up on something that Mr. Simon shared, there's also great pain in the police department. There is a person right now in the hospital who is suffering as a result of laying his life on the line. I've had the opportunity to be the chairman of the Fresno County Juvenile Justice Commission. I've had a chance to serve on the Police Chiefs Advisory Board with Gloria. In fact, Gloria and I have very different politics, but we have been in lockstep on this proposal from the very beginning, and I greatly respect what she does and what her organization does. But there is also the pain that's experienced by a police department that is, quite simply, one of the very best police departments in the country. This is a police department that is the largest law enforcement agency that has gone through the rigorous process of accreditation. It's a police department with a police chief who, identifying the challenges of racial profiling, immediately set up procedures to guard against profiling. It's a police department that has achieved greater and greater balance in terms of ethnic diversity, in terms of its police officers. It's a police department that in many ways is right at the cutting edge, and it's a police department that's imperfect. I do not want to witness another 10 years without an independent mayor, that you, Mayor, and our police chief, and many other folks from a broad range of backgrounds support this, indicates that it's time. However, if we pursue a strategy to, if we pursue the strategy of attacking an organization rather than a strategy of strengthening a system, we will fail. Because what will happen is that the union and those folks that have a deep need, sometimes out of legitimate pain, to attack an organization will defeat this measure. It's time to celebrate the fact that we were able to vent the pain tonight, and now from this time on, stop attacking an organization and start building a system. An independent police auditor is absolutely essential for a stronger system in a city as large as Fresno. Now, I don't have any more time, but I'm a pastor. And I have experienced pain tonight. And what I believe, whether no matter what our religious background, is that when we as people allow our hearts to be broken for the things that break our higher power's heart, then things get better. And so I'd like to just ask, I don't know how to lead a prayer for all of us, but what I'd like to ask is for 10 seconds of silence to remember the pain of those that shared tonight as well as the pain of those on the front lines who are facing violence and are leaving their families in the morning and laying their lives on the line for us. I'm talking about the police officers in our city. Would you just bow your head and observe it in any way you'd like? 10 seconds, please. Would that be all right, Madam Mayor? Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thanks to all of you for sticking around towards the bitter end. We've gone an hour over, and I appreciate your time here. As you all know, your input is very important and very valuable to our office. We did not get to everybody tonight, so if you would like to submit comments that you wanted to say here tonight, you can email them to mayor@fresno.gov. You can call our office tomorrow at 621-8000. And let me also remind you that tonight there was no vote, obviously, but there will be continued public sessions, and for sure there will there will be a public vote at some point in the near future where our council is asked to consider a proposal that my office will forward, and that will be a public meeting and opportunity for additional public comment. So, again, thank you for your participation tonight, and good night and God bless.